morning. And how's our favourite patient doing? Good. Good. Right. Well, today is going to be a little bit different. I have with me these three lovely young ladies who've just started here, and they're going to be shadowing me throughout the day and just be observing, not actually doing any medical care themselves, but they will be here with me. All right? Okay. Now, this patient arrived at the hospital 5 days ago after a rather nasty car crash, actually. And suffered bump to the head, but it's healing up nicely and we are just keeping him under surveillance for now. Unfortunately, as you can see, the poor thing also managed to break both of his arms in the accident. Now, even if he's healing up nicely and feeling much better, right, we do want to keep him here and want to keep him as comfortable as possible during the time. And with this particular patient, we have noticed something that is not uncommon, but it is something that we need to deal with from time to time. So if you don't mind, sir, I'm just going to lift your blankets. Now, keep in mind, an erection is completely normal. It's a normal human reaction. We in the nurse's staff noticed that there was a pattern in the slight increase of heart rate every time we walked into the room. Being experienced nurses, we are actually quite used to this. It's not uncommon. And usually we'd just give the patient some privacy and let him tend to this problem on his own. But as you can see, our patient does not have that option. And wanting our patient to be as comfortable as possible, we do not want him suffering from not being able to relieve himself. So I'm going to demonstrate how I personally tend to this. All nurses have different techniques, and depending on experience, you might feel different levels of comfort with doing this, but the important thing is to just try to accommodate for the patient's uniqueness in girth, length, if there's a foreskin or not, and so on. And I'm going to ask the patient if he's comfortable. Are you comfortable? Good. I just want you to lay back and relax, and we'll take care of this for you. Now, of course, in this case, as in almost any, we use our gloves, and it's quite literally no glove, no love. Now, in my scrubs, I always carry with me some lube in case this is something I have to tend to. I suggest you do the same. Do we have towels? Good. Right, I'm going to start. Now, like I said, we all have different techniques, but I am just going to start making sure that his member is entirely covered with lube. And this also gives me a chance to just feel every crevice and just get a good idea. There we go. And as always, we need to pay attention to our patient's signals and cues. Just be very observant. Some prefer to watch, and look for facial expressions. I myself prefer to listen. I listen for quickened pace in breathing, and he's trying to be quiet. But the occasional moan slips his lips. And that is a sign I'm doing something right. Now what I'm doing here is I'm adding just the slightest twist of the hand every time I move my hand up, making sure my hand covers his member entirely. This patient was already rock hard when we started, and that has not changed while I've been pumping my hand slowly and gently. But I do really want to make sure that I've understood what the patient likes and what will give him the best kind of relief before I in any way increase the activity. And I think we're ready to maybe squeeze a bit more. And quicken the pace. And anytime you start to feel a bit of friction, just add more lube. Right, are you doing okay there, sweetie? I ask this not only because I want to know how the patient is doing, but also because I know when he is not able to answer me properly anymore, then we are close to achieving relief. There we go. Now I'm just going to slightly change the technique and see. There we go, that's the reaction we want. There we are. Now this is the part that really, really gives my work some joy. I really enjoy doing this because I know how much it means to the patient when he is unable to perform this task himself. We don't want our patient to be uncomfortable and strained during his visit here. We want him to relax in order to regain his health as soon as possible. How are you doing there, love? See, that's what I mean. We barely get more than a moan out of him. That is when we know we're doing things right. Now, the patient has requested that when he seems to be close, what can help him get over the edge is that I just lean in a bit closer maybe make sure that his hand is able to touch my breast. Now, this isn't something that you have to do, but I mean, when you're proud of your work and you want to be the best nurse you can be for your patient, then it's not a hard choice. And I'm just going to lean in a bit. And I'm going to ask, are you ready to come? Are you ready to come for me? And the other nurse is watching right into my hand. I know your arms are broken, but your pelvis isn't. You have my permission thrust into my hand until you come. That's it. That's it. Come. There we go. And just make sure to really squeeze out all of his cum. We don't want any of that left inside. Just milk and squeeze. Until he begs us to stop. Alright. Now, we are going to get our patient cleaned up. Then we are going to continue down the hall. Okay.